expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoiced and I'm glad in it. We welcome you to another show here on Might Live. God is good, worthy to be praised. We got a very exciting show on this afternoon as we continue to talk more and more about kingdom. This is, of course, Might Live. Also, we on www.mightbroadcastdv.com. I got a very special guest calling in today at 1:33. I'm going to be interviewing the infamous Dr. and Pastor John Bazemore Jr. and the great work he's doing in his community. And we're going to be sharing some truths based on what I'm sharing today here on Might Live, the first half an hour. I want to share about you about the relationship between Cain and Abel and how that Cain and Abel spirit sometimes can tear up a whole community. I just finished leaving the ceasefire march, the ceasefire parade. Pastor Alan Boyer, Pastor Staten, and the woman of God that continued to do the work behind the scenes. I am so honored to be a part of a group of clergy to understand holistic ministry, and everything isn't behind the pulpit. Everything isn't hollering and screaming, trying to prove that you know something more than someone else. It is good to hear that there are people doing the things of the kingdom. Sometimes we tend to think that we know exactly what everybody is doing, and sometimes our ignorance tricks us to believe that someone's not doing something because we don't know anything about it. And it's not that we're not doing the work. Sometimes we just don't advertise. Sometimes we don't tell everybody everything we're doing, and you got to seek out to find out what's going on. Today I was the guest speaker. I spoke about 10 minutes at the rally, and I challenged folks to rethink the story of Cain and Abel and how Cain and Abel represents our communities. How Cain was supposed to have been the covering agent, the covering for his younger brother Abel, but instead he turns against his young brother and he murders him and then acts like he do not wrong, which is basically the mentality of a lot of us in our community. We do each other wrong and act like we ain't did nothing, that we don't hold grudges, that we have not offended each other. We don't know how to make up with our brothers and sisters and be man about it or be woman about it, just man up. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Maybe Pastor John Bazemore Jr. Can also give some insight on that, because next time he's going to call in and do my whole show by himself. And I gave him a little taste of what God wants to do in this hour. And so we do give honor to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We also give honor to those watching here on Might Live, to Brother DeLon Harrison, to Minister Lisa Brown, also the minister of our Heart to Heart Ministries. And let's get into this word. Let's break this thing down. Let's talk more and more about it. And I also want to get some insight to those watching me, of course, not only on Might Live, but listening to me on www.broadcastddv.com, because I want to show you and expound to you what happens when Cain and Abel exist in the same category or the same zone. Now, what I want to do is read the story. I want to paraphrase it and then teach from it real quick. This is Genesis chapter 4, and this is what it says. Chapter 4, verse 1, Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She says, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now, Abel kept the flocks, which means they deal with blood, and Cain worked the soil. They deal with fruits and vegetables and flowers and agriculture. In this course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. Fat portion, he brought the best. He brought not only the tithes, he brought the offerings. That's spiritually speaking. And the Bible says, the Lord looked with favor on Abel's and his offering, but on Cain, his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Other words, what you mad about? You know what's right to do. Don't bring me that daggone crap. That doesn't have any blood in it. You're bringing me an offering with no blood in it. You're trying to make your own religion. You're trying to make your own Cain religion. You can't come before me any way you want. There's a way I want you to come before me. Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Verse 7 of Genesis 4. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? Which means you know what's right to do. You bring me that off. That's not the offer you've been bringing to me. You know how the game is played. Well, all of a sudden you switched up and try to come your own way. Sound like some religious people. But if you do not do what is right or the kingdom of righteousness, sin is crouching at your door. It desires. Oh, boy, I'm going to have to block someone because this is getting to be too much. This is getting to be too much. Someone just keep calling me over and over. Stop doing this. You're messing my broadcast. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to block this. All right. I'm going to block this person because it's messing up my broadcast. Okay. Now, this is very important. What you see here, he says, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door, or Satan is crouching at your door, looking for an opportunity, desire to master you. But you can rule over it. You can stop it. You can make the right choice. You can speak well of your brother. You can give your tithes and offerings. You can practice kingdom. You got the power to do it. But look what he does, what most of us do watching me here in verse 8, scary thing. Now, Cain said to his younger brother, Abel, let us go out to the field. Let's go have a conversation. You know, I'm your oldest brother. I'm supposed to protect you. While they were in the field, Cain rose up and murdered his brother Abel, attacked him. The word, this scripture in this translation, he attacked him. Whether he used a stone, a knife, an Uzi, a gun, a bomb, he attacked him and murdered him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? Where is your brother? Same question God asked Adam, where art thou? When God asks you questions, he's not asking questions for information. He's asking questions for relationship. I don't know, he replied, am I my brother's keeper? Heavens, yes. Verse 10, the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So there's nothing you can do to get away from me. God knows you. Which means spilled blood outside the body has a voice. Blood inside the body is silent. Once blood comes outside the body, it speaks. The blood speaks when it's spilled out on the ground. So the blood has a voice, but it remains muzzled and silent while it's inside the body. When it comes outside the body, it can speak up and say, why you murder me? Why you kill me? All right. Your blood deserves a verdict. Verse 11, now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opens his mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be restless, a wanderer on the earth, which means you're going to be a nomad. And then Cain cries out to the mercy of the Lord. My punishment is more than I can bear. Today, if you are driving me from my land or my property or my productivity or the work of the kingdom, I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds you will kill me. And then the Lord does something which is so powerful. He does something. The Lord does something which is so powerful. The Lord puts a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would murder him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. And Cain made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Enoch. And Cain was then building a city, and he named it after his son Enoch. To Enoch was born Arad, and Arad was the father of Mahudael, and Mahujael was the father of Methuselah, and Methuselah was the father of Lamech. All right, now what you see here, and let me just stop here because I'm going to try to save some battery space here. What you see here is something that I want the church to realize, and what I want the people that's watching me here on Mike Live and those listening to me on www.mikebroadcastddb.com is that the responsibility of the elder in the church, or the more responsible one, is supposed to cover your brother and your sister. And there's supposed to be some type of bartering between you and him, or him and you, when you exchange goods and you both come before God's throne equally. Problem is, what you need to come before God comes from your brother. So it makes you connect with your brother. But if you look at what your brother has as a type of competition and trying to outdo someone, out preach someone, out teach someone, you're just as bad as Cain. Cain, who understand the process, knows that to come before God, you need blood and the sacrifice. What you pull from the soil does not have blood. So Cain should have networked with his younger brother, networked with his ministry, met with people, and come together. The problem is church folks don't like to network. We don't like to share resources. We got five churches in a 12-block radius, and you would think these five pastors would get together for a cup of coffee, cup of tea, or get a donut and talk about strategizing taking your city. But we too busy trying to show you got 51 members, I got 52. So because I got 52, you got 51, I'm greater than you. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes someone else coming down the street. Oh, he got 55 members. So now, oh, my God. So we got this whole system of Cain and Abel. It's about competition. It's about jealousy. It's about trying to outdo someone. And that's not the way the body of Christ is supposed to operate. Hello, LS. This image for you. Maria, this image for you. Benjamin, this deep. The problem is we don't understand that the Cain and Abel spirit is a mentality. It is a mindset. It is looking over to your brother's neighbor's backyard and seeing what they bring to the table, and you honor them for the gifts they have and find a way to connect it. Not trying to compete with the person. I can't believe I got to take Abel's stuff to come before God. I got my own stuff. I come my own way. That's the problem. Your pride and arrogance. Maybe God don't want to use you. Maybe God want to use your neighbor. Maybe you don't have the word today. Maybe your neighbor have the word. You know, I tell you this all the time. There are times I stop doing platform service. I don't care too much for platform services. If I do them, I got to really be led by the Holy Spirit to do them, because it really shows sometimes our ignorance, because everything is about who preaches better than the next person. What it should be about, what do we do as a corporate body to empower our neighborhoods, to turn neighborhoods into thriving communities, to empower families, even training our congregants or our members of our local churches to be better. When you show love, that means you care for them. You care for them to grow. And nothing is worse than some preacher to meet me after they preach and then brag about how they was the best preacher of the hour. I see, that sounds so ignorant. It sounds like a high level of foolishness, because it's not about who outpreaches who. And when people talk like that, I already said in my mind, I can't deal with that. Because to me, that's not proper thinking. If you outpreach someone, you should meet with them afterwards and find out how to empower their preaching so they become better than you. Jesus says, greater works will you do. So the mentality of Cain and Abel is this type of me against you, my stuff against your stuff. Today, Pastor Alan Boyer put together this ceasefire march along with this team, wasn't by himself. And he did a great job, him and the first lady of Bethel AMM Church. And they put together a march, church, faith-based, law enforcement. And they marched down some streets and did prayer stops. And each pastor said prayers. It was great to see it. And I loved it. I celebrated. Now, there's always some little demon in the background. We could do a better march. How come this march wasn't this? How come y'all playing for the police? We should be protesting the police. You can't never. It's funny. You can't satisfy everybody, because if people have an appetite trying to expose what you're not doing, what exposes what they're not doing. So they try to talk about it. The church is not doing this. The church is not doing that. The police not doing this. The police not doing that. But what we did do today, you wasn't there. So when people start complaining and pointing fingers, that's that same spirit of Cain and Abel. And the deep thing was, my sisters and brothers, Sister Bonnie, this image for you, Val Jones, and Miss Pierce. The deep thing is that Cain was supposed to cover his brother Abel, and as an elder brother, find out how to share resources. I'm the farmer of the ground or the soil, and you're the farmer of the cattle, which is the sheep, the goats, and the bulls. Now, you got what I need to come before God. So you give me some sheep, I'll give you some grapes. You give me some goats, I'll give you some oranges. You give me some bulls, I'll give you some pears. Let's exchange, let's barter, let's share gifts. Let me take it deeper. Let's share musicians. Let's share pulpits. Let's share members. Let's share services. Let's unite together. Oh, no, we don't like that. Oh, we don't want to share. Oh, no, Benjamin. Oh, no. I want my choir to be bigger than your choir. You know, I want my preaching style to outpreach you. You know, say, oh, no, I'm not allowing my folk to come. I had preachers get invited to local church service in the afternoon, and they go secretly preach because they don't want their folk to come over to support them at their services. So this is the game, right? This is I've been through this. It's funny. So I asked the pastor, why don't you bring your local church? Oh, no, they're not getting my tithes and offerings. So you have deceived yourself to believe that you own the money. So when a preacher invites you over, you come by yourself because you don't want the preacher asking your folk to support his ministry because you think those tithes and offerings belong in your house. See, that mentality is a Cain mentality. It doesn't really care for your fellow brothers and sisters. All right. If you got nothing to hide, just say, I'm coming. I'm going over to preach this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Y'all want to come with me? Come with me. You know, and I make it a habit to try to bless the house that I'm invited in because that's what you do. But there's some I've been around. I'm trying to tell you, I've been around these preachers, man. And I'm telling you, they play games. They remind me of Cain. They don't care about Abel. They don't cover their younger brother and sister. They find ways to destroy them. And they do it under the disguise of quoting scriptures and speaking in tongues and operating gifts of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is dead. The weed have choked out their kingdom productivity. They got all this outward stuff within their heart, jealousy, envy. And you're going to find this, that many you thought was your Jonathan end up being your Judases. Now, this is something I try to teach people all the time. And this is something I continue to teach in the body of Christ, is that you're going to find this same spirit of Cain and Abel that deals in our communities. You're going to find out that the problem with the body of Christ is that she doesn't understand that she doesn't understand that you're supposed to be a blessing to each other, and you got to find ways to connect at a certain level. You got to find ways to connect and network with each other. The biggest problem between Cain and Abel is that Cain did not realize that that was your brother. So when you kill and hurt him, you hurt yourself. And the funny thing is, Pastor Bazemore Jr., those watching me, Benjamin, and those watching me, Pierce, and those watching me, Bonnie, is that God came to the brother and warned the brother that you're on dangerous ground. There's a spirit of sin and death that wants to master you. But guess what? You got the power to resist it. You can cover your brother. You can go back to the system you know which is right, which come before God with a proper offering. And what did Abel do that God called it a proper offering? What did Abel bring before God that was a proper offering? And I want to take her to a higher level of consciousness. Don't just read scriptures, but pull out the biblical kingdom instructional truths. Why did God receive Abel's offering? Because look what Abel bought. Verse 4 says, and Abel also bought an offering. And my translation says, a fat portion from some of the firstborn of his flock. So he bought flock blood in it. It wasn't the second of the flock. It was the firstborn. It represents the tithe of the first. I honor God first. And I bought the best, the fat portions of it. I bought my best. I not only bought before God what he required, I went above that. And God said, oh, what a sacrifice. Now, you know, when you bring these type of animals back then, that represents gold and silver. That means a sacrifice. So it seemed like Abel enjoyed coming. Now, somewhere along the line, I think Cain one time was doing what Abel did, but something stirred in his heart to turn against it. So Cain tried to bring some of his fruits of the soil as an offering to God. But his soil don't have blood in it. So all of a sudden, God rejects Cain's offering, but well receives Abel. As a matter of fact, the scripture uses the term favor is on Abel. So the favor on Abel turned Cain into a devil. Some of the things that you face today, body of Christ, you are in trouble because someone is jealous of the favor of God that's on your life. And I'm going to tell you something right now. You better learn this. Sometimes King Saul's have a problem with sons like David, because David killed his 10,000 and you killed your thousands. And instead of you getting behind someone and enjoying the favor God on their lives, you turn it into a competitive market. And when you turn that what God told you to cover into your competitive market, you kill your own influence and kill your own resource. So a lot of times, you know, it's funny, we talk about racism in America. We talk about keeping someone down. Dr. Frederick Casey Price one time threw a magazine on the floor and says the racist part of America, not all of them, but the racist part of America, who's so busy trying to keep someone else down, when you keep your foot on the magazine, you don't go no place. It's only when you take your foot off the magazine, they get free and you become free. Now, these are principles of the story of Cain and Abel. Now, Pastor John Bates, I want you to share with me your insight. What does Cain and Abel mean to you? What does Cain and Abel mean to you in our society, even when it comes to the church world? What does God say to us as pastors and leaders? Sometimes we think like Cain. We destroy that God sends to bless us. I mean, Abel was supposed to be covered by Cain, his eldest brother, and his elder brother rises up and murders his younger brother. I thought you're supposed to cover me. I thought you're supposed to protect me. You know what? I've learned that sometimes some of the most shistiest stuff in the world are sometimes church leadership. And folks don't want to talk about it, but I don't care. I'm an apostle of radical change. I'm going to call it out. And sometimes you meet with people, they got it going on, they got the little tithes and offerings, they got the little members, they got the stuff, but they build their own empire and they build their own system. And if they cannot control you from the outside of the system, they label you a devil because you don't like to kowtow to all that bull dinky. You call it out. And sometimes because you're so independent in your thinking, they call you raw or radical, out of order. No, I just don't kiss butt. All right, I serve, I just don't kiss behind. I know, and there's a difference between serving and kissing behind, because where you're wrong at, I'm going to call you to your face by myself, face to face. If you can't deal with that, then so be it. And so what happens is God corrected Cain and told Cain, you're thinking wrong. And if you don't correct this, this sin will overpower you and move you into an area that will cause you to sin. Does it sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? It sounds very familiar. His dad was caught in the same temptation. Hello, Mr. Adam. Listen, all these trees are yours. All of them are yours. But there's two trees in the midst of the garden. I'm going to tell you something. Don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I need you to tend it, take care of it. Don't bite it. Don't eat into it. Don't digest it, because that's not for you to take. He don't explain why. Just obey. I don't care if you can't trace me. Trust me. I don't care if it hurts your feelings. Don't do that. God already told you what not to do. The same thing God did to Adam is the same thing he told Cain. Don't do that. Sin is going to move you to do something wrong. Stop it right now, because you're going to do something you're going to regret. But he's like a lot of us who watch me every day on Mike Live and AI237, SITU. You can hear me preach. I'm blue in the face. You never tithe. You never give offerings. You never sow seed. You don't support. You don't watch and study. You just go past my page like I'm not anybody special. And then when you're sick, defeated, got cancer, sick with disease, the answer to your solution is right in front of you, but you decide to go past it. Now, this does not only apply to me, that apply to ministry. If Pastor John Bazemore, his beautiful wife, his first lady, and they're running ministry every Sunday and Wednesday, and you get up every day and drive past the church up and down the street, and God keep telling you, go inside and get fed. Go inside and sit on the Pastor John Bazemore ministry. Listen to the Falcon. I call him the Falcon. Listen to the Falcon. He's going to minister to you. I don't have time. Them pastors want my money. I ain't got time to tithe. I ain't got time to give. You're riding past the answer to your solutions. So right now, he's able and you're Cain. Pastor John Bazemore Jr. is able to help you, able to preach to you, able to bring you out of your deficit, because you can drive by. You can drive by. I'm not going. I'm not supporting it. And finally, when sickness, disease, and tragedy hit your house, now all of a sudden you find yourself in that surge because you wouldn't go on your own. So now the situation made you come. Now I'm showing you these things because we come back after our break at 2:29, I got 2 minutes. I'm going to show you that a lot of what's happening in our communities is there's a fight or there's a split between Cain and Abel. And what should have happened, Cain and Abel should have united together, and Cain could have bought the offerings from the soil, and Abel could have bought the offerings from the animals, used the blood that they can both come before God, and use the fruits and vegetables from the soil and made some business exchange. See? They could have used the spiritual and the physical. They could have used the supernatural and the natural. The supernatural was Abel's sacrifice because it had blood in it. The natural was the stuff that comes from the soil, the fruits, the vegetables, the flowers. They could have went into business and operated in kingdom side by side. But because Cain's vision was so limited, he had the spirit of the devil on him. In the book of, I think it's 3rd or 2nd John or 1st John, the Apostle John speaks about Cain and calls Cain the son of the devil. because in his heart he had a murderous spirit and he slew his own brother. How are you going to talk about black folks in trouble by the white man being shot down by cops when just this week in Patterson there was a shooting of about 6 or 7 people? It's not white folks doing this. It's your own black brothers and sisters killing each other. So some stuff is overrated. Some stuff has nothing to do with the outside exterior forces trying to kill us as black people. When you're doing it to yourself, Cain is killing Abel in our own communities. Now, when I talk to Pastor John Bazemore, we're going to talk in a few minutes about what are some of the strategies that we can do in our communities to stop this spirit of Cain versus Abel. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, you're going to hear the voice of none other than Pastor John Bazemore Jr. We're going to ask him about his ministry. What is he doing? We're going to talk about it for about a few minutes, and then we're going to pray. I want to get some thoughts and ideas from Pastor John Bazemore. Let's take a commercial break and come on back. You've been watching www.mybroadcastddv.com, listening to www.broadcastddv.com. Let's come back after our commercial break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit blue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit blue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back on. We're back on. Welcome to, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com, also Mike Live. And I think we got the infamous Pastor John Bazemore Jr. on the air. Am I correct? Are you on, Pastor John?
Blessings, my brother. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I am so honored to have Pastor John Bazemore Jr. who's on the phone today. And he's going to tell you a little about his ministry. We're welcoming you to Mike Live and also to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. How you doing today, man?
Doing fantastic, man. And I really appreciate the invite to give me the opportunity to just to share some things with you and your audience.
Wow. Wow. I got you on two mediums here. I got you on my Mike Live show, and I got you on the radio. And so we got you on two things here. And John, Pastor John, you've always been such an example of a cool black brother, man, that loves the Lord, man. And I gave him a nickname called the Falcon, because every time I go see a Marvel movie, he just reminds me of the Falcon. Just a cool black brother, loves the Lord, understand business and finances. Pastor John Bazemore, tell me about what you're doing right now in your life, what's going on with your ministry, and tell us what you're doing out there in the land of the living.
Well, Mike, thank you for asking. We're just enjoying the Lord, enjoying his presence. And we have been, for those of you that may not know, we have been called to a ministry of restoration, which means we're going to minister to the walking wounded. Mm. And that is our call. And God told me from the very beginning, when I was still back in Atlanta, that we would not be a hospital, but we would be a medic unit ministering to people on the front lines to get them ready to go right back into battle. So we have always been right on the cutting edge of what the Lord is doing as far as warfare. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us to not forget and not just use it as a scripture that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord.
Jesus.
We are not going to be very effective if we have not been battle tested. So,
wow.
You know, God is testing us, and he's testing the things that we're doing. He's testing the veracity of our calls, and we've got to walk in that thing, but we've got to walk boldly, and that's what we're doing at Restoration.
Wow. That's the Pastor John, that's a great battle tested. Wow. Battle tested. What does that mean? Could you explain in my order? What does that mean, battle tested? I thought when God loves me, I'm not supposed to have any pain. I thought God is only about all the positive stuff. What do you mean by battle tested? Explain that to me, Pastor John Bazemore.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that I believe that God called me to restoration is because I have military background. So, you know, it's not an unusual thing to me to understand the way that the military is supposed to work. You have all different ranks of people, but here's the important thing, Pastor Mike. Every single rank in that military, every single job is important. Whether you're working in a supply unit or whether you're in the infantry or whether you're in artillery, whether you work in finance, which I did, every single job is important. Now, when I say battle tested, here's the thing. You know, before you are sent out to go wherever you're going to go, everybody has to go through basic training.
Okay.
And see, you know, a problem with a lot of believers, we never graduate. We stay in basic training. And then when something really happens, because we are not battle tested or we've not gone through anything, then we're not prepared for what's going on. So battle testing really means this. You know, you've gone through your basic training, and all they can do in basic training, and because I went through this, you can crawl under the barbed wires, and they have bullets, and particularly at night, they call it a night training, a night fire. You're going under the barbed wires, and they're firing live rounds over top of you. But here's the thing. Not going to shoot you, because those rounds are so far over your head that there is actually no danger. So though it may be simulating what the real battle is like, it's not the real battle. Mm. So see, you can't go into real battle thinking that you're in basic training. You got a completely different mindset. See, once you graduate, once you get out on that battlefield, it's real. And here's the thing, Pastor. I don't care how much training you go through, and this is whether you're in the real military or whether you're in God's spiritual army. I don't care how much training you go through. You can never project how a person is going to react when they get into warfare. Huh. You can never really, because see, a lot of people do a lot of talking. You know, they decreeing and declaring, and you know, they do all of this stuff. You know, when I was going to college, you know, I was taking martial arts, and there was this kid, I guess an Asian guy, and I guess because he was Asian, you know, my friend, the thing, Mike, he was rolling over the mat, and he was slapping the mat, and he was, you know, kiaing and doing all of this thing. So my friend said, "You don't want to mess with him." I said, "Tell him I want to fight him." John, I said, "Tell him I want to fight him." But here's the thing. The mats don't hit back.
Jesus.
The air don't hit back. But see, I hit back. You have an enemy standing in front of you, and there's real danger. And I think, Pastor Mike, a lot of people crumble under pressure.
Jesus.
Again, because they are not battle tested. They're going by somebody else's testimony. Oh. And you are not good to anybody until you have your own.
Wow. Listen, are y'all listening to this man of God speak? Battle tested. Man, we don't like to be battle tested. We don't want to be pushed. We want to just hide behind scriptures and quote professions and confessions. But the battle tested made that man sometimes wounded, sometimes bruised, sometimes hit, but you never quit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What a word, man. What a word. What a word. But, Pastor John, why do people feel because they're being tested and tried something is wrong with their faith? Why do we feel like that?
Well, again, the key word that you just said is feel. You know, faith, and you also mentioned love. Faith and love, those two have nothing to do with feelings. Those are things that you choose to believe. Now, I want to just respond very quickly, very briefly, if you will allow me. I love that analogy that you were giving about Cain and Abel. This will actually coincide with what you just asked me.
Go ahead.
You know, when I look at that story, it's a really interesting story. Because a lot of people look at the story and they instantly go to the confrontation. They instantly say, what did Cain have against Abel? Or why did Cain hate his brother so much, well, like you said, when he was his cousin? But let me tell you what I see when I look at that story.
Speak so.
I don't see just Cain having a problem with his brother. I see Cain having a problem with Cain and projecting it on his brother.
Woo!
You see, many times, other people are not the problem. You know, we are the problem. And it's because we don't respect the gift that God has given us, not the gift that God has given somebody else.
Oh.
Because here's the problem, Mike. If you can't respect what God has given you, you will never respect what God has given somebody else.
My God.
And Cain's real problem was with Cain. That's why when God addressed him, he talked about him. He thought, well, what is the problem? If you do right, you know, I'll bless you, and if you don't, sin is, you know, lurking or crouching at the door. So the problem really, and let me calm down because I know
I'm feeling it. I better bring it, Pastor John.
But the problem with Abel was not Abel. The problem was till we can get over ourselves. And here's the problem, Mike. I just don't have the patience to wait for people to get over themselves because I got too much to do. You know, I don't have time to wait for people to get over their own problems. I will pray for you. I will love you. I will even go into intercession on your behalf. But I don't have time to wait for you to get over yourself because there's too much work to do.
My God. My God. Cain has a problem with Cain. Our self-hatred. Our looking down of what God has given me. Someone next door have something better than I have. And due to me not appreciating what I have, I'm too busy looking at what someone else has. Am I correct? Am I in the right area code here with this?
You're right there. You're in the house.
Oh, my God. And I look at this in terms of our ability to work as a body of Christ in our communities. How does the relationship between Cain and Abel connect to some of our pastoral leadership side by side today? How does this story show us our weaknesses or our strengths, in your opinion?
Great question. And I want to use an analogy, if you will allow me.
Yes.
To answer that question. You know, when I was in track, when I was in high school, I ran track, and I was known for being very fast and all of these types of things. That was the gift that God had given me. But now that's what I did individually. But now there was one racing track that, you know, my individual speed didn't matter as much, and that was the relay race.
Relay.
And in that relay race, you had four guys that probably had equal speed. But now a lot of people don't know, Mike, that leadoff runner, that second, third, and fourth runner, each required a different type of skill. They may have been just as fast, but it required a different type of skill. And if you don't understand when you are selecting people to work in your ministry, then selecting the type of people or ministries that you want to work with, if you don't understand, you know, the type of person that you're working with and their gifts, let me give you another example. That relay runner, he is just as fast as that ankle leg runner. But you know what the difference is? That first leadoff runner is more explosive, and he's good at running around the curve. But now that anchor runner, he has closing speed. So he's great coming down the runway. But let me tell you something. I don't care how great you are coming down the runway. If that baton doesn't get from that first person to the fourth person, it doesn't even matter.
Oh,
and listen, every ministry has something that the other ministry needs. And one of the other problems is, Mike, in that relay race, there's something called an exchange zone.
Okay.
And I don't care how fast that team is. If you don't get that baton in that exchange zone, I call it in the right season.
Jeez.
If you don't get that baton in season, I don't care how fast you are, you're going to be disqualified. And we got a lot of disqualified ministries running around the track, not even knowing that the race is already over.
Ooh, are y'all listening to the man of God speak this afternoon? This is some information. If y'all listen to Pastor John Baysmore Jr., man, this is some. Y'all watching, of course, the Mike Live, and also listen to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And Pastor John Baysmore Jr. is sharing some insight about teamwork and relays work, running the curve, passing the baton. Oh, my. It really takes all of this for team ministry, Pastor. Pastor, I thought we just wanted to get up and just preach and hoop. You mean it? We got to develop teamwork. We got to be coached and equipped. Is that what it's about?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna tell you something else, Mike. Pastor Mike. Here's the problem that a lot of ministries make. A lot of mistakes that ministries make. You know, sometimes you have people in your ministry. They are working faithfully. They are training to get the fastest in the world, but their precision is like no other. So they may not be as fast as you know, mighty men. Your ministry may not be as fast as God, but you are working with precision.
Mm.
And there is something about your ministry that you have trained those people so well. But here's the problem. Sometimes we'll look at the other ministry, and they got something over there that we think we want, and we will break up a good team.
Uh-oh.
To put somebody in there that has good speed, but they have not paid the price, they have not worked together with the others, and all they do is mess up the whole team. So we've got to be careful not to be looking at what somebody else has and think it can work on our team, and understand the gift that God has given you, and the whole idea is to keep that baton moving and to make it to the finish line.
Oh, my God. Man, Keisha L. Key, are you listening to this? Nikki Robinson, listen to this, Pastor Sharon. President Crystal, are you hearing that he's giving us insight on team ministry and folks and what God called us to do in our local house and not get caught up with other folks' backyards and looking over and someone else? Man, this type of training and equipping Pastor John Baysmore is something I think the church needs to improve on. We like to be like carbon copies of great originals. It's like we're afraid to be what God has called us to be when it comes to the body of Christ. Have you found out that the vision that you have for restoration ministry is a little bit different than the vision of the other ministry on your corner? How is it that we can work side by side yet have a different emphasis in our ministry calling? Is it possible to work side by side yet have a different emphasis?
Well, let's get back to answer that question. Let's get back to the military example again.
Go ahead.
So now you've got different things that happen on the battlefield. So a lot of people give a lot of applause to people that are fighting on the front lines.
Okay.
And so do I. But then there's another group, Pastor Mike, that they don't fight on the front line.
Go ahead.
But they go behind the enemy line.
Jesus.
And see what they do. their job, and those are spiritual terms, those are the intercessors. They're not seen, they're not heard, they get no credit. You know, if they're caught, they are not recognized, they're separated from their family, their friends, their loved. But if they don't do what they do, the people on the front lines can't do what they do.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Listen. What y'all just heard Pastor John Bazemore Jr. share, I shared last night on 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the eye says to the ear, since you're not the ear, since you're not the eye, you're not important. But it seems like we give more honor than that which is so obvious out front. But behind the scenes, there's so many things going on that folks get no credit for. The people that pick up after everybody, the one that locks up the door of the church, the one that stays in the parking lot, makes everybody gets out safe, the security guard that crosses the lady across the street. It seems like sometimes we only give honor to the people that's out in the front, but those other folks, without them, man, we wouldn't have no ministry. We wouldn't have a team.
I'm trying to tell you, brother. You got it.
Oh my God. You know, sometimes, Pastor, I realize that there are some people at my church circle, they don't like credit. They really don't. Like the Pastor Sharon's, the LQ's, the President Crystal's. Some folks are Pastor, I don't even call my name. It doesn't matter. And when you find these folks that would do ministry and don't get no credit for it, man, them folks I be honoring all the time. They be saying, Pastor Mike, don't do that. I said, okay, I want to honor what's today because I understand what it means to keep doing something and no one ever notices that. But they're just as important, if not more important, than the person out front. I told someone the other day, I said to them, Pastor John, I said, you guys are bragging about Kevin Hart out front on stage. But Kevin Hart hire writers that write jokes for him. He's on the stage saying the jokes, but they hire someone behind the scene that give him the jokes. So you think he come with these jokes himself? He hires them. So the person behind the scene don't even know that he's the blessing to the one out front. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Mike, you know what? Let me tell you something. You mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Go ahead.
You know, talking about the eyes. Let me tell you something about that. If you are doing something and you injure your left arm, your right arm immediately grabs the left arm.
Go ahead.
The right arm grabs the left arm, not for the sake of the left arm, but for the sake of the head.
Ooh.
Because if the head had not given the signal to the right arm that the left arm was in trouble, he would have been by himself.
Jesus. So this is where we get to the body covering each other. When one gets weak, one steps in, becomes the strength. Someone falls short, someone comes in and makes up the difference. This type of body approach ministry helps us to rescue ourselves from our silo thinking. I'm up in my corner. My gift is better than yours. I don't need you. You don't need me because we could do it all alone. It seems to me what you just said, that's a violation of what we've been thinking. Because time the left arm gets hurt, the right arm goes and grab it. So what is it that we can do, Pastor John Bazemore, to improve our unity? How do we improve our strength as team? How do we do this in our local churches, pastoring in our same cities? How do we do this?
Just recognizing your own call. See, one of the bigger problems that ministries have is they just won't recognize the importance of what they're doing. Now, you had asked me previously about, you know, our ministry. You see, I understood a long time ago that my job is to supply other ministries.
Jesus.
But now, the ones that are broken and wounded, those are the ones that we get. And that was one time, Pastor, that I asked God, I said, God, can you just send me some good folks sometime? Why we got to get these folks prepared and send them to other ministries the first? Because that's my assignment. I'm a ministry of restoration to bring people back from an undamaged, fully functional, improved condition. And then you've got just to be willing, you know, as a ministry to know what you're called to do. And then, you know, respect your own call, because then that will allow you to respect what other people are doing.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all. Listen, this was a small portion of this man of God. Now, he got to come back and share a whole hour on this. Today, I give him a little taste of what we do here. And Pastor John Bazemore, your word goes all over the country and the nation, man. I got followers in Pakistan, all over, man. So this word is going to be all over. And you can watch. I got 2 minutes left. And I want you to know we appreciate Pastor John Bazemore Jr. And Pastor John, I got about 2 minutes left. Could you give us a minute prayer on unity and helping us become who we need to become, and give people an idea of where you're located, how they can reach out to you, because people may be in that area and need a real church and a real pastor. And I highly recommend John Bazemore Jr. You want a pastor, you want a teacher, you want someone to teach about economics, touch the ministry of Pastor John Bazemore Jr. You'll never be the same. Pastor John?
Father in heaven, we just give you praise and glory and honor today, just because we know that this broadcast was not something that was just done, but it was divinely ordained from the very foundation of the world. And we are mindful your ministering spirits, even right now, are taking this word by the direction of the Holy Spirit and disseminating this word across the world. And Father, we give you glory and we give you praise and we give you honor for that. But Father, we pray that you will not only open our eyes, but open our hearts, that we can be vessels of honor. And we pray, Father, that you will permanently damage our ignorance, that we might become vessels fit to be used by you, not just to build of our kingdom, that we voluntarily decrease, that Holy Spirit may increase. And Father, we believe that we receive it, and we thank you in advance for what we know you're going to do. Open our eyes to realm of the Spirit, the things that are happening around us, the things that we don't see, but the real realm. Open our eyes, Father, which will give us faith like we've never had, to do things like we've never done, and to pray like we've never prayed. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, we thank you. Amen.
Pastor John, thank you so much. Hey, listen, we got to close out. We got less than a minute. I want to thank God for this great ministry show today. Oh my God, I'm so blessed. And you were blessed to receive so much wisdom from a tremendous man of God who has a son that I know, Pastor Troy Bazemore Jr., who just as nasty as Pastor John is. These are two men that know the scriptures, that know how to apply it. They're not talk. They talk in action. And it's a privilege to be connected to Pastor John Bazemore Restoration Ministries. Hey, I got to go. We do invite you out to our church service tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Please go to the Cash App. I need 8 people to sell $100. And I need 3 people to do what I ask you to do. One has $2,000, one has $1,000, one has $500. If that's you, go to the Cash App or inbox me. Let's believe God. I almost got this community center. Who can help me? God bless you. I gotta go. Thank you for listening to www.mybroadcastddv.com. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED ID identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.